Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger, coming up on the show. Have you guys seen Diego Pabbi's mom? Oh, dude. We're going to talk college football with Joe DeLeo from A to Z Sports in just moments. We were laughing about that yesterday because it was just like cutaway, cutaway, cutaway. It's like, all right, we get it, we get it. But you have to tell me about this Joel Klatt hot take that I had not seen, which I feel like this is awful. We can ask Joe about this as well. I mean, there are bad takes and there are bad takes.
Well, sometimes I understand, like, the name of the game in broadcasting is sometimes you have to have hot takes to get attention. But this one felt out of line. So Joel Klatt, who is a commentator for Fox Sports, he does a lot of stuff for the Big Ten. He said, and I quote, "The Iron Bowl is not in the hemisphere of Ohio State versus Michigan." And not only did he say this, he went on a show that is in Birmingham, Alabama, and said this to the hosts, who all live in the state of Alabama. So, most expectedly, obviously, the hosts were very offended, and they should be. As somebody who has lived in the state of Alabama, like, not in the same hemisphere. Like, if you want to make, like, some type of comment and say, okay, the game is better than the Iron Bowl, like, I'll listen. Like, they're both great rivalries, but to say it's not in the same hemisphere is absolutely crazy.
Oh, that's wild stuff. That's, I mean, come on, dude. Like, I get it. Like, I'm absolutely of the opinion Ohio State Michigan is probably right there at the top. But the idea that there's just nothing that comes close, like, not in the same hemisphere, and that's, and saying it to people in that state, that is gutsy. I'll say that. Well, let's find out what Joe thinks. Joe DeLeon, host of the Rough and Owen Joe Show, also covers college football and the NFL draft for A to Z Sports. Joe, good morning to you. Good to see you. What do you think? Where do you rank the Iron Bowl compared to Ohio State, Michigan, or do you have a particular favorite rivalry that maybe stands out to you? I think we all agree this particular take is not great.
Yeah. I love Joel Klatt. I respect him. I think knowing the very deep ties that he has working for Fox to the Big Ten, it couldn't be more obvious what he's trying to do here. I'm not implying that he was asked to make this take, but it seems like his rooting interests have impacted his decision making. I think it's 1A, 1B. I can't really separate one or the other, which is why this take is so heinous to say that they're not even close to one another. One of my best football memories that's not related to the team that I root for, I'm a Notre Dame fan. I remember sitting on my couch watching the kick six and standing up and going, oh my God, what is happening? It's the craziest moment that I have ever watched live. I don't know if I could say the same thing about the game with Michigan and Ohio State. It's always incredibly tense. It feels like there's a lot of situations where that game somehow ends up being lopsided because all the energy gets injected to how these teams play. But I feel like no matter what, Auburn could have no wins. It could be the worst team in college football, and Alabama could be a national championship contender, or vice versa. And the game's always going to be good. So I don't really get where Klatt's coming from this. I'm shocked that that was his take.
Yeah, I actually got to be on the field for the kick six. It was like one of the best moments of my life as a young broadcaster, and I feel like I almost got trampled by most of the student section at Auburn, but still an incredible moment. So you said you're a Notre Dame fan, and it's funny you say that because similar to what we see from Joel Klatt, where it feels like there's always like underlying narratives and like teams that people want to push, a lot of people say that about Notre Dame. Where they say, hey, the committee loves Notre Dame because they are a blue blood, they are a big brand in college football, and maybe they're up a few spaces higher than they should be in the college football rankings. Obviously, over the weekend, no question about how good they were against, you know, Syracuse. But do you think some of those claims are warranted, or do you truly think Notre Dame deserves its position in the college football rankings?
I don't think that they're warranted, and it's been one of the most frustrating things being a Notre Dame fan this year, hearing those claims. As soon as they lost to Texas A&M, it was just immediately brought up, Notre Dame's going to get in no matter what. If they win out, they'll be in the mix because they're a big brand. The College Football Playoff Committee wants to have them represent. I mean, last year, I understand that there were certain conference tie-ins, but they threw SMU in there. I really don't think that they're... is this much of a desire to put in one of the top brands. If that were true, Alabama would have been in over SMU, and we wouldn't, you know, this conversation would be completely different. I think, though, this year, the debate obviously comes down to them in Miami. I think that the committee failed initially by putting Notre Dame as high as they did and not give them the opportunity to gradually earn their way into a strong position and to create that much of an early separation between them and Miami that forced this gigantic debate. But at the end of the day, Notre Dame, understandably, they both have like a similar just general resume in terms of quality of wins, and if Miami beats Pitt this weekend, they'll have another similar win. Notre Dame's overall performance this year is better than Miami's. Notre Dame's two losses come to obviously Miami and Texas A&M at home in the beginning of the year. Miami has to win the games that are on their schedule. They have to. They need to be held accountable for losing to two teams that are currently not really in the top 12 mix whatsoever. If you're going to fail that badly against teams that you're supposed to beat, you have to be held accountable. I think that a lot of people are saying, well, the results in the field matter. The head-to-head matters. Well, the results in the field matter when we're talking about Miami being unable to beat middle-of-the-pack teams in the ACC. If SMU wins the ACC, maybe it betters their case, but I just think that nobody's really mentioning the fact that they were heavily favored in those and completely collapsed and fell apart.
Joe, when you look at, you know, the top teams that are vying for a national championship, who is the one team maybe that's right there on the edge that we don't give enough credit to that has a real shot here? Is it Texas Tech, a team like that?
There's two teams that I think absolutely can fit this description. Texas Tech, I think, is a really solid example. Being higher up, they're kind of in the forefront of the mix of expectations for teams that can go on to compete for a Final Four at the very least. I think that they belong there because they have arguably the best pass rush in college football. They've got two guys, David Bailey and Romello Hite, who are going to go on to get very high NFL looks, and David Bailey is trending towards becoming potentially a top 10, maybe even a top 5 pick. Having those bodies, I think a lot of people are just overlooking them, thinking, oh, it's a Big 12 team. They're just not equipped to go toe-to-toe with an SEC or Big 10 program. That is not the case. Having those guys is comparative to a lot of SEC and Big Ten programs this year. The other's Oregon. I felt like a lot of people were completely discounting Oregon because they hadn't necessarily played anyone, and that was true. Their best win came against Iowa, and that was a nice little test. But since the Indiana loss, there was a lot of doubt that was creeping in. But against USC this past weekend, I think that they really flexed their muscles. They were going up against a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
USC team that was showing that they were improving, that they were starting to be able to play to the physical nature of needing to succeed in the Big Ten. And what Oregon did is they punched them in the mouth. They ran the ball really well, and they accomplished this with multiple injuries along their offensive line, as well as not having their best receiver in DeCorian Moore. So for them to be able to play as well as they did, as they're gradually hopefully going to get healthy over the next few weeks after this game against Washington, I think a case has been made because they're deep on defense, they're deep on offense, and they have a tremendous quarterback in Dante Moore. I think that Oregon absolutely needs more love in this conversation.
All right, so if you look at the odds, Ohio State is your favorite over at BetMGM at plus 185 to win the national championship. And then there's quite a drop down to Indiana, who is 5-1, Texas A&M 7-1. But I want to ask you this, because sometimes matchups matter when it's like the tournament format. We see this in March Madness a lot. I know it's a little different with football. But is there a team that you think matches up really well against Ohio State and could present a challenge to the Buckeyes if it ends up being like Ohio State versus this team in the national championship?
Yeah, the one is really tough to like really truly project, because Ohio State is just such a juggernaut at the current moment. And the one issue that they had was that they had an inconsistent run game. And it feels like recently, since they've gotten more out of Bo Jackson, their freshman running back, that's been somewhat figured out. Now, they're banged up at receiver, and that's something that they can't control that I don't think would play out in the national championship, because Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith should be back. I think that talking on that run game issue, depending on how they perform against a stellar Michigan defense, how that shows up, if it's still a problem and they go under 100 yards rushing and they're hovering right around it, I think Georgia ends up being the most difficult matchup for them, because Georgia consistently has been one of the best run defenses in college football this year. Now, they haven't had much of a pass rush. They're starting to just figure it out and find it. But that run defense, to me, if you can completely eliminate the Ohio State rushing attack, it then creates opportunities for their offense, which has been incredibly well-rounded, to challenge the Ohio State defense that is unbelievably unstoppable at the current moment, is incredibly disruptive. But I would think that Gunnar Stockton showing some of his composure and big playability, as well as their ability to run the football, could end up punching the ball in on numerous drives in what could eventually be a relatively low scoring, grinded out type of a game. So I think Georgia, out of any team, if that was the matchup, those two teams I think would create a really compelling battle, and I think Georgia could prevail.
Joe, where is Lane Kiffin going to coach next? Is he going to stay at Ole Miss? Is he going to LSU? Going to Florida? I mean, he's got us all in the. I have no idea.
I've been trying to figure this out, and I think that everybody absolutely has been trying to do the same. And I don't think that Kiffin has necessarily legitimately decided. I'm sure that he has a direction that he is leaning. I will say this: I feel like the tone of the announcement that was put out by Ole Miss's athletic administration, that statement to me of "we will announce what we're doing after the Egg Bowl this Friday," that to me is enough of an indicator that this is not going to end the way that Ole Miss wants it to. You're not putting out a statement like that if he's coming back. It would have just been announced if he was planning to come back. They're probably making an announcement and trying to time up the announcement in order to at least keep the fan base engaged and ready to go for the Egg Bowl, and then eventually ready to go for the college football playoff. I also think that the reporting that LSU had offered this ridiculous financial commitment, not only to his salary, but to NIL, is also a pretty clear indicator. That information doesn't come out without reason. That stuff comes out because those that are a part of the decision making that are part of this process want it to be known that LSU is leading the forefront. And if they have the ability to attract Lane Kiffin through that, I think it's going to show up in that final decision. It feels like LSU, but it feels like at the current moment, it's like 45 LSU, 40 Florida, and then another 10% towards Ole Miss. I think he's leaving at the very least, but it just feels like there's been a lot of jockeying back and forth between Florida and LSU.
All right, I got a quick one. We have like a minute left. I want to ask you about the Heisman race because it feels like, number one, this is not always the award for the best player in college football. Sometimes it's the best player on the best team. But this year, it just doesn't feel like somebody's really gone out and taken it. Like, Fernando Mendoza is your favorite over at BetMGM, but there's some other good candidates. Jeremiah Love is coming on strong down the stretch. You could probably make a good case for Diego Pavia. Who do you think wins the Heisman?
Not to inject too much bias into this take, being a Notre Dame fan, but I think that you make a really good argument here that we're not, it's a year where we don't really have a clear-cut winner. We don't have a clear-cut favorite. Nobody has statistically done anything ridiculous. We don't have a Joe Burrow or a Jaden Daniels type of a season from any of these quarterbacks. I think that Jeremiah Love is at the strongest impact for his team. Whenever they've needed him, he's come up with a huge play. He's had a long rushing touchdown. He's made a bunch of guys miss it. He's got a highlight every single game, and his stats have consistently gotten better. Depending on how he finishes against Stanford, I think it should be a no-brainer that Jeremiah Love wins the award. And I know this means nothing, but I love bringing this up. Every year ending in a five since 1985, a running back has won the award. Now, that probably doesn't mean anything, but I think we should consider that in any projection or maybe betting that we put out there for the Heisman race.
I mean, it's something, right? You never know. It's right. Joe DeLeon. He is host of the Ruffino and Joe show, also covering college football and in the NFL draft for A to Z Sports. Joe, great stuff as always. Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You bet. Chelsea, who do you like to win the Heisman? Is Pavia your guy? I mean, he's right there in Nashville.
Well, who do I like or who do I think is going to win? Because those are two different questions. Because I do think, here's the thing. Like, if it was like, who is the most valuable to their team, it's definitely Diego Pavia. But I do think Vanderbilt probably needed to win a few more games. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's not, you know, the best player in college football, because otherwise we'd be looking at like some receivers as well. But it's like, who's the best quarterback on the best team that's put up the best numbers? So I don't know. It feels like kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Mendoza. I mean, he's the favorite right now. We were talking about this yesterday. Mendoza's getting ready for Purdue. Julian Sand is a guy. I'm telling you, he's right there. He has had a monster season, and all of a sudden, if he beats Michigan and then he goes to the Big Ten championship game, I feel like we're not talking enough about him. He's been brilliant for Ohio State, which has kind of been playing boring football, a testament to how good they are, but he is right there, and I think the third favorite right now, BetMGM. Best bets coming up next on the Daily Tip. Do not go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.